Africa. Lands, 57. Population, 949,533,064. Publishers, 1,267,314. Bible studies, 2,819,310. Her letter brought him comfort. Iris, who resides in South Africa, writes letters of condolence to those who have lost a loved one in death. With her letters, she encloses the tracts, "All Suffering Soon to End," and "What Hope for Dead Loved Ones." Recently, she received a reply from a man named Sidney, who had lost his wife after a happy marriage of 38 years. "Although the medical specialist prepared me for the eventual death of my darling wife," he wrote, "her passing has left me somewhat embittered, confused, uncertain, and very heartbroken. I need to thank the Lord for people like you. Your spending time and effort to tell total strangers of God's promises is most definitely very noble, and your personal expression of faith will remain a treasure in my heart in the difficult period ahead. Reading your letter and tracts brought me my first signs of calmness and understanding." Abortion avoided. Gloria, a young sister in Benin, was witnessing to Arnaud, a university student, when his cell phone rang. Arnaud then excused himself, saying that a friend needed his help. Gloria quickly reached into her bag, pulled out the first magazine she found, and gave it to him. Arnaud took it without looking and left. Arnaud's friend had phoned to say that his girlfriend was pregnant and that he was thinking of forcing her to have an abortion. On the way to see him, Arnaud glanced at the magazine. "I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw the word abortion on the cover," he later said. Gloria had handed him the June 2009 Awake, featuring the cover series, "Abortion, Why Is It Such an Issue?" After reading it, Arnaud's friend decided that abortion was no longer an option. His girlfriend later gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. The witch doctor was not to be feared. King, a regular pioneer, moved to an area of Zimbabwe where the need is greater. While working with some sisters in field service, he approached the home of a well-known witch doctor. Though the sisters were hesitant to speak to this woman, King decided to offer her a home Bible study. When the witch doctor saw the publishers approaching, she assumed that they were clients and asked what they wanted. King showed her the book, "What Does the Bible Really Teach?" and offered her a home Bible study. She accepted. "We were surprised to find that she had many questions," said King, "so we arranged to make a return visit and conduct the study." 3 weeks later, they invited her to a congregation meeting, and she came. She destroyed all her spiritistic items and made rapid spiritual progress. She was baptized a few months later. Please pray for them to visit me. 10 years ago, Patrick decided to move from Angola to the United States, but he kept in touch with his mother, Felicidade, by phone. Recently, however, they were able to see each other by means of an internet video call. While talking with her, he noticed someone in the room with her and asked who it was. Felicidade, who is one of Jehovah's Witnesses, said, "It is a sister from my congregation who came to visit me." Patrick responded, "Why don't the witnesses visit me? I have been here for 10 years and they haven't called once. Please pray for them to visit me." A little bit surprised, Felicidade and the sister with her answered, "All right, we will pray for you." Just 3 days later, one of Jehovah's Witnesses called at Patrick's door. Patrick was so surprised that he asked his mother if she had arranged for someone in the United States to visit him. She had not. He concluded that the visit was an answer from God and accepted a Bible study. Immediately, he began attending all the meetings. The next time he saw his mother through a video call, he proudly showed her the chapter of the Bible teach book that he was studying. He also told her that he had bought a suit to wear to the meetings. A puzzling baptism request. At the beginning of the 2010 district convention in Brazzaville, Republic of the Congo, a young man named Edvar said that he wanted to be baptized. When asked which congregation he came from, he replied, Masaka. Since there were no witnesses in that distant village, the brothers wondered how he had come to the point of wanting to be baptized. Edvar explained to the elders that in 2007, his grandfather had studied the Require brochure, as well as 14 chapters of the Bible Teach book with him in Brazzaville. Then, Edvar moved to Masaka to live with his parents. Since there were no active witnesses there, Edvar asked his father to help him study the rest of the Bible Teach book. His father would ask the questions, and Edvar would answer. In this way, Edvar finished the book. He then felt the need to teach others what he knew about the truth. Thus, in October 2009, he began preaching alone in the Masaka area using the Require brochure. He recorded the time he spent in the ministry and regularly sent his reports to his grandfather in Brazzaville. However, the grandfather never gave them to the congregation. Later, without knowing about Edvar, the branch sent temporary special pioneers to Masaka for 3 months. Just 2 days before they were to leave there, Daniel, one of the temporary special pioneers, saw Edvar conducting a Bible study with the brochure, What Does God Require of Us? So Daniel approached Edvar and spoke with him. Edvar said to him, I am preaching. I am a publisher. You can check with my father. Daniel met with Edvar's father, who confirmed what Edvar had said. The temporary special pioneers took what little time they had remaining to train Edvar in the ministry. After they left, Edvar continued to preach with renewed zeal, conducting more than 10 Bible studies. He also dedicated his life to Jehovah. Having this background information, on the Friday of the convention mentioned earlier, two elders met with Edvar and reviewed the questions for those desiring to become unbaptized publishers. His excellent answers astounded them. The elders learned from the special pioneers that Edvar's conduct was exemplary and that he had already been unofficially preaching for 9 months. Consequently, he was approved as an unbaptized publisher. Because there was a Lingala language district convention scheduled for the following weekend, the elders arranged for Edvar to go through the baptism questions during the intervening week. He demonstrated a good understanding of the truth and was baptized at the Lingala convention in July 2010. Then, exactly 1 week after he had been approved as an unbaptized publisher, the elders made the announcement that Edvar was a baptized brother. After his baptism, he served as an auxiliary pioneer for 2 months in Brazzaville. The elders made arrangements for him to study the book Keep Yourselves in God's Love, and then he returned to Masaka. A special pioneer was recently appointed to serve in that territory. In April, Edvar, who was then an auxiliary pioneer, together with the special pioneer, welcomed 182 interested ones to the memorial. Edvar has 16 studies, 7 of whom attend the meetings, which are conducted by the two brothers. In 2011, Edvar was 15 years old.